Instagram stories for Monday, February 16th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, it is a little bit of a slow news day for the social media space. The head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, did not do his weekly Ask Me Anything, and it is a bank holiday here in the United States. It is President's Day, but I still wanted to do an episode. Recently, Ashley Coffey and I recorded another episode of our show, AI News That You Should Know About. We'll talk about a study from the Harvard Business Review indicating that AI doesn't actually reduce work, it intensifies it, and ChatGPT is rolling out ads to some of its tiers. All of that plus more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Here's Ashley Coffey and I diving into this week's AI news that you should know about. Continuing with our stories, the next one has to do with a study covered in the Harvard Business Review that AI doesn't reduce work, it intensifies it. Here's the background. The whole premise of AI is that it's supposed to make our lives easier, give us the chance to do more with less, give us more free time, reducing the burden of work, like routine documents that we work on. It'll summarize information for us, debug code, all the things that we don't necessarily want to spend as much time doing. However, in this report, researchers discovered that AI tools didn't reduce work, they actually consistently intensified it. According to the researchers, they found that through this study, employees worked at a faster pace, took on a broader scope of tasks, and extended work into more hours of the day without being asked to do so. On their own, these workers did more because AI made doing more feel possible, accessible, and in some cases, intrinsically rewarding. But they point out that this is a problem because as workers find that their workload is growing, they're going to feel more stretched thin because of all these things that are on their plate. Oh, it's easy to do it. It's easy to do it. Yes, but if you keep allowing workload creep to increase, eventually it's going to give way to lower quality work, burnout, and other issues. They also point out that workers are increasingly being brought into responsibilities that previously belonged to others. So product managers and designers were writing code, researchers took on engineering tasks, individuals across the organization attempted work that they would have outsourced, deferred, or avoided entirely in the past. My take on all of this is here, pressure to use AI is going to eventually just lead to more burnout. And growing forever, just adding to your skills and doing things more and more different tasks, eventually you're going to burn out. It's not sustainable. The only thing that can grow forever, I mean, really, that's like the definition of cancer, right? Like cancer grows forever until it kills its host. So that's a little dramatic, but the point is taking on all these extra skills isn't necessarily a straight line of benefit. Ashley, what are your thoughts?
I'm really glad that you picked this one because AI is still the hot topic of the year. It hasn't ended its hype cycle yet. And as someone who does this full time as an AI consultant, I think we have a huge knowledge and education gap on how to effectively use AI. And that's where people are getting burned out. We are having to like completely change the way and how we perform work and collaborate, which requires us to use more brain power. So there's a way to have a happy medium where you're not getting burned out and you're understanding how to pull the levers of the tools that you have. But most people have a hard time figuring out their Apple ID password or like how to turn on their phone. So it's just going to take time for us to really understand how to effectively use AI so that we don't get burned out. I think the pressure from like large consulting firms and i.e. the industry and the competitive nature of doing AI is pushing more people to use AI ineffectively and therefore get frustrated and get burned out because it's not implemented thoughtfully or it's not implemented with a solution-oriented approach. It's more reactive than proactive. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I'm going to pause it there for a quick second. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about OpenAI rolling out ads in ChatGPT. Stick around. Welcome back. Today, we're reviewing AI news that you should know about. And in this segment, Ashley Coffey and I discuss OpenAI, including ads in the lower tiers of ChatGPT. Here's the clip.
Let's move on to our last story, which has to do with OpenAI's ChatGPT rolling out ads. Just by way of background, we've been using these tools, ChatGPT and others, in ad-free versions for years now. I mean, we had to know that it was a good experience, but it wasn't going to last forever. Now here's the news. On Monday, OpenAI announced that they're beginning to test ads in the United States for users on the free tier and also the Go subscription tier. The Go subscription tier is a low-cost $8 per month subscription that was initially announced globally in mid-January. So if you are a subscriber to the higher OpenAI paid plans, including Plus, Pro, Business, Enterprise, and Education, you won't see any ads. Now, OpenAI made a blog post where they said, quote, "Ads do not influence the answers ChatGPT gives you, and we keep your conversations with ChatGPT private from advertisers. Our goal is for ads to support broader access to powerful GPT features while maintaining the trust people place in ChatGPT for important and personal tasks," end quote. So my take here is, and similar to what we saw with social media apps, we don't pay for those for the most part. Someone might pay for verification or whatever, but they're flooded with ads and we've come to accept that as normal, whether you agree with it or not, and I certainly don't. But AI companies are looking at copying that same playbook. It's worked for Meta, it's worked for other social media platforms. AI companies recognize that they have to do this because most people do not see these tools as worth paying for. Ashley, what are your thoughts?
I'm glad you picked this one as well, because it's very timely. If you are in the US and you watched the Super Bowl this past Sunday, you may have seen an ad that was targeted against ChatGPT because of this, and that was Anthropic. So Anthropic came out and said, "We are not using ads and we will be an ad-free alternative to competitors like ChatGPT." And with that Super Bowl ad, it really kicked off the kind of firing gun of different business models going in different directions. So I like that they are having a stance contrast with OpenAI and other platforms that have introduced advertising models. But I appreciate that they are sticking to their own traditional marketing campaigns to promote their service and have committed to not placing ads within the user experience of the chatbot itself. Because if you have any experience in e-commerce or selling things online, you know there are so many levers that happen behind the scenes just to get in front of a customer. There's a lot of competition that happens to win the buy button when you buy something on Amazon. It's not all created equal, and that makes me feel like it will not be created equal in OpenAI, because people, if they know the right levers to pull, can become that first product placement or advertisement that comes in. So it's really changing the game here, and I hope that it leads to authenticity and not just the continuous slop of bot reviews and low-tier, low-level influencer reviews that really just aren't a review. It's just a pay-to-play. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I appreciate the quote that OpenAI said where they tried to explain that ads won't influence the answers that ChatGPT gives you. And when I read that, I thought about Amazon. And I think we've talked about this before, where the search results on Amazon are not organic. Those are paid. We're seeing people who, or we're seeing products that people have paid to ensure they're at the top of those search results. How long until ChatGPT does something similar? It might not be exactly the same, but there's a shopping integration, right? There's a lot of opportunity for advertisers to market to you based on what you typed into ChatGPT. And I can't see that it wouldn't happen that way in the near future.
I agree. And to also add to that, we don't have any policy or legislation to kind of create a framework for equal playing field. So that needs to also come quickly before we take a next step.
Absolutely. That is it for our AI news that you should know about this week.
Okay, that is it for today's episode. Come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know about.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a thing. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content up every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.